I'd like to introduce Lily Waldman, a psychology major from Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Michael. I know that I speak for my classmates in thanking Dr. Marion Wright Edelman for being our nation's strongest advocate for our children and families, ensuring that every child gets a head start in life they need and that all children have opportunities to fulfill their potential. Dr. Edelman, since you received your Lewis and Clark honorary degree a few minutes ago, on the behalf of Class 2014, we hereby claim you as an honorary member of our class. You are now one of us, part of Lewis and Clark College community, and we are proud to have you. Do you all remember the new student orientation and parents preview week? For faculty and staff, student leaders, and the college put great efforts in making that week informative, memorable, and fun for students and parents. And to be perfectly candid, I don't remember much. With apologies to the faculty members who presented the initial exploration and discovery lecture in the chapel to about 500 of us, I don't remember a single thing that you said, except that you said it eloquently. But I do remember this. The girl who sat next to me and asked, "How old are you? You look older." My first semester at Lewis and Clark was filled with all sorts of emotion. Excitement, for I was going to explore and learn from the professors who are not only extremely smart, but are also passionate in teachings and eager to see their students succeed inside and outside of class. Worry, for I was not sure if I was smart enough to compete with these young, intelligent students. And that includes all of you graduating today. Wondering if I, an immigrant who came to America 7.5 years ago, who started her education path with ESL classes from a local community college, could make a significant contribution in class. Wondering if I could balance my time as a mother, a wife, and a student. It was not easy to introduce myself, because I was concerned about what my classmates would think when they found out who I am. I felt insecure, and all these mixed feelings affected my study. I used to have these internal monologues. Lily, look at you. You can't even speak correct English. You miss articles and prepositions. You mix up the grammar. How are you going to present yourself in a classroom discussion? You even forget your vocabularies when you are nervous. Lewis and Clark is a prestigious liberal arts school. You are going down, old woman. Oh my, I could sure beat myself up. Now, a few of you might have had the same mixed feelings as I had during my first semester at Lewis and Clark. Perhaps you thought about your skin color, your gender orientation, your religious belief, your political views, your culture, your English language proficiency, and etc. And all these thoughts, in one way or another, might at one point make you question yourself. Here is what I said to myself. I want to belong to this school. I want to be a part of this liberal arts education. Worrying about my age will not ease my way into Lewis and Clark. I have to change this. Well, I cannot change my age or that I want to lie about it. I cannot change the situation at Lewis and Clark either. There'll be always students who are almost as young as my daughter. Or the fact that I'm not a native speaker and I'm still learning English. But there's one thing that I can change. It is my attitude towards this situation. So instead of feeling embarrassed about my age and my English language proficiency, I put myself out there and started to open up. I stepped out of my comfort zone and I started to explore. I participated in classroom discussion despite of my not so perfect English. I remember my first in-class presentation. I was so nervous that I couldn't even eat beforehand. But I pushed myself a little bit more, from in-class presentation to a group presentation at a professional conference. Despite my worries that I will not be smart enough to compete with all these students, I enjoyed doing research, from in-class research to a couple of field research projects in Indonesia. And I want to express my gratitude to both my professors and advisors, Dr. Yuping Chang, psychology, and Dr. Don Odell, art history, for their outstanding mentorship. And I cannot thank enough the generous support that I got from the Dean's Office and the Students' Academic Affairs Board for the research I have done so far, both in and off campus, on and off campus. It is not only the college that supports its student. It is students supporting students. And despite of being older than most of my peers in class, I participated in events such as international affairs, where I met many smart, wise, and fun students from different cultural backgrounds. Some of them have become very close and dear to me. Some call me mom. Some think I'm like a sister. One introduces me as her adopted mom. I like them, not only because they think I'm cool, but more of because these young people have enriched my life and my learning experience while studying at Lewis and Clark. In order to be a part of this wonderful academic institution, I let myself be vulnerable and be my true self. And I trusted that my fellow students would accept and respect me for who I am. I deliberately let my classmates and my professors know that I'm a wonderful mother, I'm an awesome wife, and I'm a good older student. So, when one of my classmates in Chinese 101 class had trouble translating my age and told me that he never counted that high, I am 36 years old, by the way, and I laughed so hard. It was the best laugh of the year. To my classmates graduating today, whether you completed your degree in 4 years, transferred from another school, or taken additional time to complete your degree, let me assure you, each one of you makes us who we are. Lewis and Clark helped shape you, and you help shape Lewis and Clark. Here, everybody matters. Every one of you makes a difference. Class of 2014, I am very proud of you. Many of you did remarkable research in your disciplines, where you work closely with our faculty in labs, overseas, and in the field. You push yourself and explore learning both inside and outside of the classroom experience, and shared what you have learned with the community. Student athletes, not only that you're smart and strong, as citizens with genuine concerns, you also reach out to our local communities and inspired our younger generation to be excellent student athletes, to work hard in school, to keep their studies front and center, to take care of each other, and demonstrate mutual respect. Many of you took action and became advocates for social justice. You walked the talk. You made changes happen, both on and off campus. Class of 2014, you deserve respect and acknowledgement for your courage. The choices you made and acting them out with integrity. You helped create Lewis and Clark as a place that is accepting, trusting, enabling, and encouraging for everyone, regardless of all differences in views and opinions and diverse cultural backgrounds. Lewis and Clark also provide us with opportunities to explore and succeed in our academic journey. A special thank you to our faculty and other mentors. class of 2014, we are in the same boat. No matter what your field of study, and in a century of climate change, the sea level is rising, making our journey all the more challenging. After today, we are all going to explore and venture a new chapter in our lives. Many of you will continue to graduate school. Many of you will join the workforce. And some of you might not know yet what to do next. And that's okay. No matter where you go, you are going to be in a new environment. You might encounter the same situations as your first semester at Lewis and Clark. You might have worries, anxieties, doubts, and negative internal monologues. If that happens, I want you to remember that you can change it. You can change your attitude towards it, and in so doing, you will change the situations that follow. To my classmates graduating today, I challenge you to be yourself in all that you do. Be who you are and help shape your new environment. I challenge you to make the environment as trusting, enabling, encouraging as you did here at Lewis and Clark. Step up. Take thoughtful action. Make your best choices and act them out with integrity. Make a difference and make the world better for our generation and for the next. Class of 2014, you have come of age. Congratulations.